For months, the Federal Reserve has battled the storm of rising inflation. As of June, prices are up more than 9% from a year ago, but there could be a break in the clouds, a stronger U.S. dollar. For more details, we're joined by Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
Okay, so we have soaring inflation, and yet the U.S. dollar is the strongest it's been in decades. What's the relationship here?
Well, it may be that connection between rising interest rates, actually, because, you know, when you think about it, a dollar is compared to another currency. And the way that the investors in the world looks at the comparison is to say, well, which central bank is doing a better job of managing the economy and where will I get a higher rate of return? And so when you think about it, when the Fed raises short-term interest rates more quickly and by more than the other central banks around the world, the dollar rises in value. So if look at this year, the Federal Reserve has raised rates by 1.5%. There's probably another 0.75% that's likely this week. And the European Central Bank, they've just had one rate increase of 0.5%. And as a result, the dollar is now at its strongest level in about two decades.
Okay, so who benefits from a strong dollar? Does the average American benefit?
Well, I don't know if you're average or not if you're traveling abroad, but if you're an American tourist and you're going abroad, maybe you were lucky. Maybe you just said, I had some mileage points. I booked this trip a long time ago. When you check out of your hotel, wherever that is internationally, you are going to have a delightful surprise. Someone actually texted me from a checkout and said, it was cheaper for me to stay in a hotel in Paris than it would have been at any hotel in a national park in the United States because of that exchange rate. So, you know, of course, you're very lucky if you're an American tourist, but you may be lucky if you're an American consumer. You're buying stuff that comes in from overseas. It should actually help. And those imports are at a lower level. And frankly, crude oil is priced in U.S. dollars. And that may be part of the reason why crude oil prices are down from this high of over 120 to, you know, between 95 and 100. So that's kind of the good winners there that you think that can really help people overall if the prices of these big commodities especially come down.
Okay, so some say gas prices have peaked, that we might soon see $4 a gallon. Will that last?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, I don't know. I don't think anybody knows. I think so much of this has to do with the war in Ukraine. And before the war started, you know, oil prices were coming in at about 90 to 95 bucks a barrel. So if the strength of the U.S. dollar and the lightening of demand for oil recedes, mostly because people are like, I'm not driving as much, then prices should continue to come down. I don't think anyone wants to declare the end of peak prices, but it does appear that's kind of what's lining up here. That said, I just want to be clear, there's a huge risk in this higher dollar value, even as prices come down here in the U.S. We should look abroad for some clues about the global economy. And that is that when you have a strong dollar and there are these countries that borrow a lot of money just to finance their economies, big countries like Argentina or Turkey, because their debt is denominated in dollars, it costs a lot for them to service that debt. And that is an issue we could keep an eye on across the board.
That makes sense. That's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, host of Jill on Money. Thanks as always, Jill.
It's great to be with you. Thanks.